After the events of Yamsuf, we're told, Shmot Perek Tetvav, Pasuk Chaf Bet, Vayasa Moshe et Yisrael mi Yamsuf. Moshe moved, caused the Jews to travel from Yamsuf. Very interesting formulation. Rashi quotes the Mechilta, which says, He sion bal korcham. Moshe had to force the Jews to leave Yamsuf. Rashi explains that this was because there were so many riches that washed the shore together with the Mitzrayim. Chazal tells us that Hashem caused the Yam to spit the Mitzrayim out so the Jews could see their enemies vanquished and come to a full appreciation of Hashem's miracle. There were all these riches and the Jews were taking the great spoils of war. Rashi quotes the Mechilta, which says, V'gdola haita bizat hayam mi bizat Mitzrayim. The spoils of war at Yamsuf were greater than anything they had taken with them from Mitzrayim. The Mechilta goes even further with this and says that when the Jews saw that all the Egyptians had perished, they said, you know what? Nitna rosh v'neshuv v'mitzrayim v'nasa lenu avodah zarah. Let's go back to Mitzrayim now. We can take over Mitzrayim and we can serve their avodah zarah there. I think both these ideas are really part of a much broader concept. Very often when we're on a path and we have challenges and we're successful at overcoming those challenges, we make the mistake of thinking that we've arrived, because everybody wants to feel like they've arrived. And sometimes we forget about what the continued mission needs to be. The Sfat Emet uses the following words, Shesavru b'nei Yisrael ki kvar nigmar hakol, v'omer lehem Moshe ki adaraba, ata tzrichen l'hochin atzmam l'kayim hatnai, ta'avdunat elokim ala harazah. From the very beginning of the process, Hashem told Moshe that the oath that he was being sent by God was that when you take the Jews out, yavdunat elokim ala harazah, they'll serve God on this mountain. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not to be free or even to be resuscitated as a people with physical resources and money, but it's to connect them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this has been a very tremendous moment, but there's more to move forward towards, not to move back and not to stay in the moment. This is something important for us to remember as well. We're often on paths, long-term paths of where we need to get to, but sometimes we're so satisfied and happy with where we're at a certain point that we forget to keep moving to the next stage. And this is what the pasuk of Vayasa Moshe et Yisrael Miyam Suf comes to remind us, the need to always be continuing our progress and moving forward with whatever process we're heading towards.